Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If it's okay with y'all, I think we might switch it up just a little bit.
I dare you to switch
and go up. Ahead and do NFL overreaction or reality right here.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Overreaction. No, I have to prep now.
That was my fault.
Give me a minute.
I think you are pretty passionate about this first question, okay. Actually. Overreaction or reality? You are worried about the Cowboys' run game.
Oh, actually, dude, I'm glad you asked. I'm not.
Oh.
I was just looking, and was it Tommy Yarish, probably? And Javonte Williams. Oh, here we go. Nick Harris. You like Nick Harris.
I do.
This is Javonte Williams on the lack of red zone success against Detroit. Now, red zone, I'm worried about. We're not switching nothing up. We just got to execute better. I feel like just communication between us, the O-line, the tight ends, as far as pass protection, it was just off during the Detroit game. We just got to get back on track and play our game. I think the Cowboys' run game is effective. They stay with it. They stick with it. And I think that they will continue to stay with it and stick with it. Does it need some more explosive runs? Yes. Does it need probably an average of 4.5 yards? Yes. But because of what the passing game has been, the run game has still been effective.
Alec, I'm going to flagrantly try to change your vote.
Oh.
With these statistics. I broke it down in the first seven games versus the last six games. Couldn't get it exactly even. First seven games, Javonte Williams, 111 carries for 592 yards. Last six games, 104 carries, almost the same, for 430 yards. That is seven fewer carries for 162 fewer yards. Average, 5.3 yards per carry, down to 4.1 yards per carry, and six touchdowns, down to three. Overreaction or reality, and you can see where I am on this. You are worried about the Cowboys' run game. That's not being a hater.
Hater, dude, that's all.
I don't know. Sounds haterish to me. I'm going to go, honestly, and I'm not just trying to go against you, Kevin, I'm going overreaction because I do think it's part of the ebbs and flows of the football season. And, you know, Shoddy joked about it, but it was real. You saw it in the week one game against Philadelphia where he was like, I don't have to pull every club out of the golf bag.
Right.
You know, and I think teams are just getting an idea of, oh, this is their identity. And, hey, they're really good at this. Let's try to key in on how we can stop that. And Clayton Adams and company, we've given them their flowers day in and day out for good reason. I think it's just getting to that point in the season towards the end of the year. You're going against, here the past few games, some better competition, some smarter competition that says, hey, they're really good at this. How about we try to stop that and make them a little bit more one-dimensional? Some of the worst teams that you've played don't have the freedom to do that. They're like, we can barely put 11 guys out there that are good enough to play in this league, so we're going to do the best that we can every single play. Better teams can say, let's isolate one area and take that away from you, and I think Detroit did that very well.
Kevin, looking in, this is from Pro Football Reference.
Okay.
First four games, 119, 135, 121, 117 was the total, not just Javonte.
Gotcha.
They had 180 against the Jets. Nobody cares about that because it's the Jets. And they had 31 against the Panthers as a team.
Whoa.
And then they go 152, 108. In the last four games, 114, 125, 137. That's pretty consistent with what they've done. The run game is about both runners.
Right.
All the guys. Now, last game, 91 yards.
Yeah.
That was bad. Detroit came to play. They had them beaten that one for sure. I questioned right around the Panthers game was when I started asking you and Mickey and everybody else, hey, who is our second runner? Because the way we're using Javonte is a little bit concerning.
Sure.
Now, he's not going to tell anybody, please don't hand me the ball anymore,
right?
Because why would he do that? I do think that finding Malik Davis, utilizing him a little bit more is going to be helpful. But down this stretch, you want to give it to your stud, right? Like, you want to be like, hey, I have to have you on the field as much as possible. So I think against these next few teams, you're going to be able to turn that thing back around, especially the last two games of the season. But can that carry over if you get into the playoffs? That's the question.
NFL overreaction or reality? Fernando Mendoza will be the Raiders quarterback next season. Let's just go and skip ahead. We'll do the work for them.
Dude, I would hate that for him.
Fair.
I would love to see Kurt Cinetti go with him. how awesome would that be?
Oh, man.
Because listen, man, that is a...
Google me.
I hate to say this. That is a nerdy bunch in Indiana. But did you hear their interviews? They were just so clean and fun. And I was like, gosh.
So whenever you hear them talk, you're like, nah, computer club.
Well, they're
computer
swell.
Club.
Yeah, they are so swell. And I like, that's something I also admire about what he's built there, is that's just what the group is.
Okay.
But they play their butts off for him.
All right, and so bonus, you'd be okay with it if it was Cinetti with the Raiders and Mendoza.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, Mendoza, again, I'm going off of watching two big throws. This dude's played very well all season long. I saw two significant throws in crunch time, clutch moments. He made them. The catch was amazing, too. So I would love to see him turn that into a successful NFL career.
Alec, overreaction or reality? Fernando Mendoza will be the Raiders' next quarterback.
Yeah, that's going to be a reality, and for his sake, he may as well try to find a new way to get another year of eligibility or just a reason to stick around because it's just not going to work out for him. The only way I see that changing, Kevin, is if somehow the Raiders win another game and then Cleveland slides down because they love to take quarterbacks every
single
year. It's
a hilarious bit.
Yeah, so
somebody stole.
And I'm so serious about that, too. It's a bit, but I'm also serious. I think that if they screw around and accidentally win a game, Cleveland could make them regret that pretty quickly, even if they have to move up to do it.
Overreaction or reality? You believe in Bo Nix come playoff time?
You know what I find amazing? We haven't discussed this at all, and I feel like this is a very under the radar thing, except for it was all over my Twitter yesterday. Ellinger decided to stay in Denver.
Right.
Because he loves working with Sean Payton. I believe Sean Payton's a very good coach. I always say this. And what he's done with Bo Nix and that team, he knows he has a great defense. I don't necessarily believe in him come playoff time because I haven't seen it. I need to see another level from him, but I think he's on the right path. He's okay. Definitely on the growth pattern for it. I mean, run out a 10-game win streak. You're doing something right, dude.
But sometimes you can be on the growth pattern and get punched in the face in the playoffs.
And I don't think, Kevin, you're right. I don't think that this is a team that's just going, man, we're just barely scraping by because of our defense. They're getting great play from their defense, but they're also getting good play from their offense, which is kind of the reverse of what the Cowboys are.
Yeah.
You want so I think he's benefiting from it, and it's given him those opportunities to be in situations where he gets the win, which is good for your confidence.
Alec, you believe in Bo Nix come playoff time.
I got to go overreaction here just because, like Corey said, it feels kind of lame to say it, but I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know what to believe. But I will say I do think that he has that kind of sicko, insane mentality that you've seen when his eyes get real wide in close game situations and he's barking out orders at people. Like, I think he's built for it. I just got to see it. And I know he's got the right coach for that, too. So I think all things considered, I probably should, but I'm just going to lean on the side of he hasn't done it yet. Why would I believe in it?
Okay. Now, I think it's newsworthy because of the market that we're in. But NFL overreaction reality, you get tired about hearing of all the TV records the Cowboys are setting.
No, I understand if there are people out there that they want to hate. And that's the popularity, the money, all those things. They're like, I hate that. I think it's just an added part of it. I want the team to do great.
Right.
And I think it's amazing to see any number get broken the way the Cowboys do. If it was another team, not the Eagles, definitely not the Eagles.
The Eagles question.
But other teams out there, you know, I'd like to see them because I love the popularity of the sport. I think it's an awesome sport. I enjoy it a lot. We talk about it all day.
I just sometimes, I guess, I worry that Jerry's like, see, we're winning.
No, see, dude, I agree. I get worried about that, too, because he is one of those guys that will try and find a positive silver lining in everything, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes it frustrates us. Sometimes it's to make him feel better about something. But you can't judge the success of your football product based on the success of all the other ancillary things.
Alec?
I gotta go overreaction here as well because I just don't care. Like,
okay.
It's cool. And everything, like getting that number and blowing everybody's mind whenever we found out about the Thanksgiving rating was cool.
Yeah.
But I just don't care. It sounds simple, but I'm not a TV exec. Like, my living does not depend on them breaking records or not. So I just simply don't care. That's why whenever the Rangers and the Diamondbacks meet in the World Series, everybody's, oh, but the ratings, the league is going to hate it. I don't care. It's
right.
Two teams that I thought deserved to be there, so I'm going to enjoy it. And guess what? I enjoyed it a lot. So I just don't care about ratings in general unless it impacts me in my life.
NFL overreaction or reality, Jalen Hurts can smooth over the Eagles' offensive issues in time to save their season.
No. I don't think it's just Jalen Hurts in this. I think
agreed.
I think there's a couple things. One, I don't think this offense does a very good job of, if you watch it, they're like, all right, A.J. Brown, beat your guy. And Devontae Smith, go beat the guy in front of you.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the vibe, right? I don't think it does a good job of creating good routes for them. And you kind of have to be better at your routes, too. The run game isn't doing very well because, the passing game isn't doing very well either, but the offensive line's banged up. So I don't think it's just on Jalen Hurts. He's going to take the brunt of the shots for this because he's the quarterback of that team. But I think there's a lot at play with why their offense is poor.
Alec, overreaction to reality, Jalen Hurts can smooth things out and save the Eagles' offense and season. Bonus question.
I don't know.
The game against the Raiders is a must win.
That's the easy part. I'll go with absolute reality. They have to beat
so
the Raiders.
Too.
Because, one, it's good. I hate that they're like this because I love Pete Carroll, but the Raiders are the get-right team. You get things right when you play against them. You figure things out. You remember who the F you are, and you keep going. And I think that you have to win that game, but I don't think it's a reality that Jalen Hurts can get that thing smoothed over, because I think maybe he can. But like Corey said, there's levels to this. Yep. I don't think their head coach is doing a great job of mitigating this damage and keeping the noise out.
I could see that.
Like, you're bringing, we keep bringing it up, but the inflatable rabbit has to come in and save your season. Really?
Fail.
Really? Like, he's not doing a great job. Howie Roseman didn't do the best job. He got himself a good pass rusher at the deadline, but I don't see him putting pressure on his team and his staff. And then A.J. Brown, every other week, hates his team.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith can't be a one-man show.
Yeah.
And then the offensive line can't stay healthy enough to get a run game going. So Jalen Hurts could get it figured out and look like an all-pro again. He could look like a Super Bowl MVP, but the rest of the team isn't going to figure it out.
Corey, to the bonus question, overreaction or reality, the Eagles game against the Raiders is a must-win.
Yes, for the Raiders. That is a must-win for them so that they can help out the Cowboys.
What about for the Eagles?
They must lose.
Okay.
And that's all we want.
All right.
Dude, we need, what, two more?
Yep.
How awesome would it be to be one of them be the Raiders?
Man, if it is, you're getting that second one. I have no doubt in my mind. And you know what? If they lose to the effing Raiders, maybe I don't think the Cowboys need to go undefeated the rest of the way.
Yeah, no, so must lose for them is where we are, Kevin.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, this time we really will go through some of those Cowboys questions they must positively answer. Plus, the campus connection, our first look at the college football playoff matchups, and is this the best turnaround in the sports history. Jam-packed expressway next on The Fan.
All right, here we go. Prescott looking that way. Now he runs up out of the pocket. He sprints to the right. He dumps the ball to Williams, who steps in from the one. Touchdown, Cowboys. They drew it up in the dirt.
They drew it up in the dirt. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. We're going to get to some Cowboys questions. We also have the campus connection, but before we get to any of that, tomorrow at the Texas Trust CU Theater in Grand Prairie, it is the never-ending 90s Christmas show. And because of that, we bring in, I don't know if he's going to like this introduction, Sun's Out, Guns Out, Jake. How the hell's it going?
Now, you went and had to use my government name. You know, I know
Sun's Out.
Jake, I know we know each other a long time. Back when I certainly was Sun's Out, Guns Out, Jake. Now I'm Sun's Out, Guns Out, JT from 100.3 Jack FM.
I only know you as Jacob. That way I met you. You were the first person I ever met in this company. You opened the door and said, Bruce will see you now, or Tim will see you now.
Oh.
And have you
been disappointed to see how corporatized he's gotten?
He's changed. He's definitely changed since we first met.
Actually, I wore a suit back then.
I know.
Now I wear jeans, and I'm like, oh, I got to get this suit off at the end of the day.
So what is it that you do here?
What I do, mornings on 100.3 Jack FM for 10 years, by the way. This is my 10th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. No, earlier this year. So
right.
10 and
kind
a half.
Kind of let down there.
Yeah. Kind of lost some steam there.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to get people to come to my little office Christmas party tomorrow, which just so happens to have the lead singers of 90s legends, Sugar Ray, Tonic, and Better Than Ezra. And I had to come on your show to do it because neither of you would take me up on my offer.
It's true. Yeah.
I invited your families. Uh-huh. It's going to be a family-friendly event. It's early.
It's too popular to be giving away tickets. We're selling tickets, okay?
Okay.
That's what
you give us a stack of tickets, we'll
here.
Stand at the door and sell them.
Yeah. Get me in on the proceeds.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a whole charity set up and everything, but they don't listen to The Fan, you know, so they don't need to know what's going on.
AXS, by the way.
Yes.
AXS.
AXS.com.
Or AXS, if you prefer.
You guys, you know what? I think you've been in prime time for too long, because you're pretty good. You did all the work. I was ready. I had my one sheet and everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then, and I know we've hit.
Also, Kevin, I learned the first song I learned on bass was Good by Better Than Ezra.
Really?
That was the first song. And it's four notes, so I was feeling pretty good about myself there, but I did learn it. So
four notes that are going to sound great tomorrow night on stage.
Okay. So tell the people They've heard the beginning of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The pitch. Why would you encourage people to go check it out tomorrow?
Well, it's a really unique thing, first of all. So it's the lead singers of all three of these bands.
Yeah, that is interesting.
And they're playing as one. So basically they have a backing band, and all three of them will trade off on singing all of their band's hits, all the songs you know and love.
That's awesome, actually.
It really
That's
is.
Really cool.
And they're only doing it in a couple cities. They were awesome enough to do it for us here at Jack FM. And they're going to throw in their take on some Christmas songs as well.
Oh.
So super cool, unique thing, intimate, and really inexpensive tickets, I might add. And whatever money we do make from tickets, we are giving to a charity that's really near and dear to my heart called Care Dallas, which you guys know, you know, my store and everything. Drug and alcohol abuse recovery education, that's huge in my life. And that's what this organization does right here in DFW. So, you know, you can get an awesome time, a short evening with the fam, a great night for a really, you know, good cost, and you could save a life by doing it.
You just said with the family, and you referenced this is a family-friendly show then, yes?
Absolutely. I never intended to do this, but families became listeners of my show in the morning. Right. I wasn't like recruiting families, but all these kids started calling in and all this stuff. And so about 5 years ago, it just became a family show. And like my show on the air, this thing is going to be a family show, and really a family show, because the doors open at 5:30. The show will be over by 9 p.m.
Okay.
So it's like you're home by 9:30. And you get a ton of sleep and get to have your nice little Saturday.
And is there like a little lobby pre-party happening?
Again with the copy points on Kevin. Look at Kevin.
Corporate synergy, baby.
Did you read stuff?
Yes.
Because this sounds like a fun event.
This is smart on your part.
He just couldn't find time to come to. But,
hey,
yes, in the lobby.
That's fair.
In the lobby, we're having a lobby pre-party. So a band in the lobby, a band called the Clinton Years, that they do 90s dance hits. As a full band, it's really awesome. And that's actually a cool story. The drummer of the Clinton Years and his wife is the singer, and the drummer and I were on high school drumline together at Bertner High School
20
years ago. Yeah, really cool story.
Bertner High School, good place.
I grew up right next to Bertner High School, like right off of Buckingham and Jupiter.
Yeah, so. One of my friends went there.
A few years before me, but yeah.
My wife's leaving me again, Kevin.
What?
Yeah. She left me last week, Jake. JT.
To go out of town.
To take care of her dad,
it's
who was having knee surgery.
That we're friends, and we just cut to the chase.
And she's leaving me Friday, though, to go have like a mom's Christmas. So I have three kids. This seems like, and one of them
family
loves
friendly.
Music. He wants to be a musician. He's going to UNT for it. What better way than to see Mark McGrath perform Falls Apart right there in front of everybody's eyes? Hopefully not Baby It's Cold Outside, because we know the rules on that song.
Good
you know
point.
The rules on that song. Well, but I think this is a great
opportunity.
Speaking
of CTs, which is what you're doing to me right now, I hope you're not just turning it on for the audience.
No, I'm dead serious about this. And the only thing I'm holding on to hope is I got one kid that has the flu. Oh. So as long as we're healthy, I think that this can happen.
I say
I'm
bring
excited.
Him.
I say
bring him.
Yeah.
I got tickets to sell. So you know what? If everybody gets the flu, it's indoors. But yes.
Oh,
yeah, no, it's weird. No, I want people, you know, I don't want the joke to go to waste,
yeah.
But it is indoors in December. That's important.
That is smart. Now, assuming people don't know you like Corey knows you and they don't score some free seats, where can people go get their tickets?
Go directly to AXS.com. That is the website. You can also go to our website, jackontheweb.com, or our Facebook page, JackFMDFW, but go straight to those tickets at AXS.com. You're not going to miss it, because it's going to say JackFM, it's going to say Neverending 90s, and you're going to see all those beautiful faces that are holding up quite well, I would say.
Yes, I agree.
If their voices hold up as well as their faces are, we're in for an awesome night.
Tonight.
The Flagnicity says, wow, that's what that guy looks like, so now he knows what you look like.
I forgot we were on camera. Y'all put
He's
me
handsome.
In the worst lighting spot in the building.
Oh, man,
he looks
listen
great
to
on you.
You.
And also, just wanted to say, hey, how proud we are of you, having known you all this time, and the cause that you're working with and what you've done there, man. Really proud of you. You've grown into a fine young man.
Well, listen, it goes That's right nice. Back to you. To believe that where we were 15
right.
years ago, you know, Kevin, you know,
Dude.
Wasn't even part of the picture on day one. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
That is true.
That is true. I came in by myself.
I just showed up.
I said, I'm bringing this guy with me, whether you like it or not.
I was thinking about this. I was like, how about Corey making a demand on who his co-host is on day one as a part-time weekend guy?
It was a smart
and then
decision.
Then they said, do you think he's available? And I was like, I mean, sure. Yeah.
Well,
listen, back at you guys. I'm so proud of y'all. I think about y'all all the time in the weird way and the cool way. I would say I appreciate the words about the charity, but listen, what you guys have done with my possibilities, like I was there year one.
Yes.
I was your
yes,
guy
you
to gather all
That's right.
the auction
you
together.
Helped us out.
I was stressed a lot back in those days when I worked at the Fed. I might not have been more stressed when all these amazing, like, people were just, you know, we had what's his name from the Mavs just
mm-hmm.
show up with a piece of the floor from the championship.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean Heath.
And it's
yeah.
like, you know, the business side of me wanted to be like, I can't handle any more stuff. The other side was like, of course we got to do this.
Open and this heart up.
Like, to see where you guys have taken that, it's so awesome. So, look, I'm following in your footsteps, if anything.
Kevin, you so never true. He never told you this, but he did tell me this once. We were talking just kind of about things, and he was like, I don't think anybody fills a room the way you two guys do with whenever y'all are hosting a show. No,
that's
he's like,
nice.
No other show fills the room the way that y'all can with your personalities. And I always took that as a huge compliment.
So let's fill the room in Grand Prairie tomorrow, the Never Ending 90s Christmas Show, brought to you by 100.3 Jack FM. AXS.com is the spot to go to get your tickets. JT, as we will say, thank you very much.
That microphone,
sir.
You don't have to hold it, by the way. I know you've been doing radio for a while. It'll stay there. Well, you can take your hand off of
it. Well, you said suns out, guns out, so I thought I had to
get right in
Georgia. Hey, listen, thank you guys. I love you guys. I'm so proud of you. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. Boom.
There you go,
yes,
JT. Sir. From 100.3 right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Morning show brings Chicoline in. We bring Jack FM.
Yeah.
In. Look at us.
I like both of
company
those
company synergy.
Man, that's true.
Now, so you're saying you want to go bring the news people in now?
I want us to nominate it for an award.
Okay.
Is honestly what I would love to see. Before I leave, I would love to win Employee of the Month one time.
Yeah.
All right.
If you can put in a good word, we appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, we got Campus Connection in a few minutes, but I had some Cowboys questions that they must positively answer if they want to make the playoffs. Now, you brought up something earlier in terms of him being limited again that I think might complicate this first question. Will Siavon Revell get more playing time? Should he get more playing time?
I think he will get more playing time. Should he, if he's showing during practice that he can, you know, like
today,
that's the big deal. I mean, Shoddy keeps bringing this up regarding Trayvon Diggs, and he's like, and he's got to do things the right way in practice. What does he mean by that? Like, what is he not doing
right
that he needs to do? And so, if Siavon Revell's showing in practice that he's not having any problems with the knee brace and not having any other problems, then I think that yes, he should. Because Kevin, he is the future at the position.
Sure.
Like you
so we hope.
If and you're not completely steady there yet. You still have some question marks that are hanging over this
Agreed.
Team there. But you do want to limit the opportunities for people to say we're just going to pick on him.
Okay.
And so you got to make sure he's right. And if he's right, then you got to go after it with him.
Alec, same question for you. Revel, get more playing time, and should he get more playing time?
Yeah, he should. I think that he's one of the best three that you could put out on the field at that position. It's just, it's going to be growing pains. The unfortunate reality is that he didn't get to start the season on the field with everybody else, and it's almost in a way, just in a more positive manner, the same issue you're dealing with, I think, personally, with Trayvon Diggs, is buying into the idea of, you are going to put me where I need to be to succeed. So I think that once he's fully bought in, which I'm not saying that he's not, but once he kind of gets...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Comfortable and says, yeah, I'm going to be where I need to be. He's going to be fine.
All right, so since you mentioned Diggs, what version of Trayvon Diggs is coming back? And I guess my follow-up is he coming back?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think that there's something that his, I don't know if it's his heart that's not committed to it.
It does seem like there is something.
Or and there has to be a 100% buy-in, I feel, Kevin, into the defense, into everything. I mean, I understand being hurt by I didn't show up to the facility and then y'all took some money away from me. I understand that part of it. I also understand you do have a career that you have to work with and you have to look out for as well. And you lost a friend in this game when they made the trade with Micah. But there's just something about it doesn't sound like he's doing what he needs to do.
Okay.
And whenever I hear that, that raises lots of flags for me. And the season's so short, getting shorter and shorter right now. I don't know what purpose it would be that he's like, okay, I'm finally ready, and the trust factor on the other side.
Alec, what version of Trayvon Diggs is coming back, and is he?
It's tough, because I think if he does come back, I think you're going to get a pretty normal Trayvon Diggs experience. Like, on the field, I don't think the product is going to look very different. The second question is where it gets interesting and it changes the whole dynamic of if he's coming back. You know, listening to G-Bag yesterday, because I told him, I heard Brian kind of mention the idea of what if they're holding him back because they're scared he's going to get hurt again.
That's what I said yesterday, yes.
Yeah, and like I think you're kind of in that same area where you could try to move on. There could be somebody in the off season that may want to pick up that salary and share it a little bit to hope that they're going to get a healthy player and a good player in return. But you can't do that if you send him out there and he gets hurt. Kind of like the same thing we were talking about with Anthony Davis earlier. You posed it perfectly. You're like, I know you're scared that he's going to get hurt again.
Yeah.
But when he does play, he's not only helping the team, but he's helping his own value too. So I'm in a weird place where I think he's going to come back.
Okay.
I think they're going to play him just to try to match up with everything that they've told the media, that they do care about him and there is no rift, even though we know there's a rift. And I think it'll look somewhat normal.
Okay. Now, we're going to fire up cut number five in just a second, but first I'm going to go to Corey. You have baseball information that I think made you frown.
Yeah, it definitely did, according to everyone. Hobie Milner has agreed to a one-year, $3.75 million deal with the Cubs. That also includes incentives. And Kevin, we used him a lot last year.
We did.
He was very effective, and maybe a little too much we used him to where he became ineffective.
Yeah.
But he was very effective for this team, and I really liked the guy. So, unfortunately, no more Hobie Milner.
Okay, thank you for that update right there. And hit the audio, Alec.
And wanted to launch that field, just takes off. Marcell Reed racing to the pylon, makes a cut, and dives for the end zone. Touchdown, A&M. The electric quarterback strikes early from 41.
We bring in Carter Freeman for the Campus Connection. Welcome to the show, good sir.
I'm going to miss Hobie, too. He was really good for us last year.
Yes, I agree.
There's not that many Hobies out there, you know?
Oh,
name a Hobie.
Milner.
Besides him.
Oh, no, I was perfectly okay with that one. Nice work, man. I'm proud of you. Kevin, on the other hand, what's he doing?
I'm sorry.
I'll work on that.
I feel like, you know, we've talked a lot about the mechanics of the playoffs and everything, but we haven't really, like, been able to dive into the games themselves. But before we get to that, it's a no-brainer, rubber stamp, already done, that Heis Mendoza goes down this weekend.
I think so. And you look at the turnaround Indiana's had and everything that's gone into it. They were good last year. They've improved this year, and he's been a big part of it. And to lead Indiana to an undefeated Big Ten championship, I think that Diego Pavia's numbers might be a little better.
Right.
And doing it at Vanderbilt, similarly impressive.
Right.
But Indiana being the number one seed in this entire thing over Ohio State, over Georgia, over a resurgent Texas Tech team, I think Mendoza will get it.
Now, you just hit on something that I want to talk about, bigger picture as well. Indiana was 3-9 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They have the most all-time losses of any program in college football history. Now, they're 13-0, Big Ten champions, headed to the college football playoff as the top seed. They hadn't won an outright conference title since 1945 and had lost 30 games in a row to Ohio State. Is it hyperbole to say that I think maybe Kirk Cignetti is responsible for the biggest turnaround in the history of college football?
I'm totally with you. The last time Indiana was any good was the COVID season. And we all kind of agree. We wipe away a lot of the COVID season stuff because that's not how college football normally operates. Before that, it was like 1991. Indiana hasn't won a bowl game since 91. You mentioned they lost 30 straight to Ohio State. They were just always at the bottom. However the Big Ten was constructed, they were at the bottom of it. And even as their basketball's fallen off in recent years, Indiana sports, like, period. Like, you don't think about them at all. So for them to not only be good again, but literally be the best in the sport, name me a bigger turnaround. Maybe if Clark Lee and Vanderbilt continue to do what they've done in the SEC, which we all agree is a deeper conference than the Big Ten, you could throw that up there. But Clark Lee's been there for a couple of years. Kurt Cignetti did that in year one. CFP 2 years in a row. Like, that's, I'm struggling to think of anyone that's had that quick of a turnaround.
And Corey, did you find yourself rooting for him more when pretty straight away he's like, I'm a winner. I win. Google me.
No, that was the first moment I'd honestly heard of him.
I think that's the same for a lot of people.
Most of the world heard of him then, and most of the people that are hearing that quote now, because it was played in highlight packages, you're seeing it more and more. Like, that's where they go, oh, this guy, that obviously. But yes, that was the moment that I heard of him, and then I was like, I'll play for a coach that says that. I tell you all the time, if a coach walks into the room and he's like, I got a plan, let's go. It's so much more than let's build culture and hope. But he came in and he said, I had to change everybody's mind about what we can do. Indiana football's been a bum. I got to do something special. And he did.
Corey, I can't believe you weren't watching James Madison football before. Because when Kurt Cignetti was at James Madison, they were undefeated, I think, going into their bowl game before he left. So, I mean, the quote is true. And literally every level of football, he's done that at different places, changed the mentality of it. And just to do it at Indiana is just supremely impressive.
Now, I know that this game frequently does not matter in the big picture of college football, but for a lot of people, it's as important as it gets. Where do you fall on interest level this year or usually in Army-Navy? I have learned my brother-in-law was in the Navy, and so I have learned the vital importance that this game holds in that household. Where do you fall on just the interest level of the pageantry and the game itself?
I always enjoy it. It's ugly football, but it's still football, and you know, once the...
They're passing more.
Once they are, and look, Army won the American last year. Navy was in contention to win the American this year. Like, it's not like we're going a 2-10 Navy team against a 3-9 Army team.
Right.
Like, both of these teams in recent years have been good. So for the team that, you know, is good, you have a chance to stomp your rival and finish your season on a high note. For the team that didn't have as good of a season, oh, we can knock them off and prove that we were better the entire time. And for it to always have its own weekend, right? Because we get the Heisman stuff this weekend. Yep. We get some of the other big awards, but Army-Navy always gets that special slot. Like, yeah, it's not the prettiest football, but it's kind of a bridge to how, I guess, football might have used to be in a way. And you kind of get to showcase it. And I like that it travels around, too. It's kind of in a different... It might repeat Philadelphia or wherever every year, but I think it's cool. There's not a lot of big neutral site games left in the sport anymore, so I like that this is one of those two.
Now,
what is the best bowl?
He's going to tell you the Cheez-It bowl, right?
How many times do we have to go over this,
the
guys?
Cheez-It Tostitos? I don't know.
The Cheez-It Citrus Bowl.
Citrus! There it is.
And the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Mm. I mean, I would throw the Pop-Tarts Bowl
just
up there.
Just because of the mascots that are there?
Well, because they eat them.
I think the Rose Bowl, all right?
They're not eating a bunch of flowers.
Yeah, you're not
they
eating
could.
Rose.
There's a parade.
There is. I've been to it.
The parade of flowers.
What about a parade of Pop-Tarts, though? See?
Okay, first off, I don't like Pop-Tarts, but I'd love the idea of lots of Pop-Tarts on floats and Pop-Tarts floating down. I love this.
All I can think about now is like a mini army of Pop-Tart people just walking through
and
the streets.
They've got three of them at the game already, and every year it seems like they add a different flavor. So I'm sure there's plenty of Pop-Tarts out there to hold a parade
for. And they have a float with King Cheesehead, and he's floating down too on top of a Pop-Tart.
Prince Chedward.
Yeah, they all end up in the toaster at the end. I like that. That's their end goal, is to be toasted and eaten, right?
Carter's number one bowls are the ones where the mascots may or may not die at the end or get eaten. Yeah.
Pop-Tarts are so much better toasted, though. I'm not a huge Pop-Tart person, but just a cold Pop-Tart, to a warm Pop-Tart.
Yeah, does it go to that next level, too, if you get the iced Pop-Tart as opposed to just the regular
iced
Pop-Tart. I don't know if they even make those anymore
because
they're
more
like,
sugar.
Stupid. All right, looking ahead, I know from a rooting perspective, y'all are heavily invested in Alabama and Oklahoma. I believe you're going to be at that game.
I will be. I'll be up in Norman that front, not this Friday, but next.
And I am super invested in Miami and Texas A&M. Are those the two games that hold the most intrigue, or is it that upstart, upset level with Tulane and James Madison that has you the most intrigued in those games?
I mean, just for a national level, yes, it's the first two you mentioned because they have primetime slots where there's nothing else happening while those games are going on. Because during the Tulane-Ole Miss game and the James Madison-Oregon game, NFL's going to be playing. And we saw last year where the NFL game still blew those college football playoff games out of the water ratings-wise.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm
Which
fascinated.
Which is interesting, by the way, because a lot of people were like, that's disrespectful to Texas A&M to put them there, and I was like, I don't think so.
No, they realize that whatever they put up against the NFL, because it's the NFL, more people are just going to watch that. That's been proven over the course of history. The NFL gets higher ratings than college does. So, yeah, I think they're giving A&M and Miami that slot, so everyone's eyes will be on that. You're not going to be distracted by whatever, 4-8 teams are playing on that Saturday, because the NFL always gives us crap games.
Right.
People watch it anyway, but... Look, all four of the home playoff games last year were blowouts. There really was. The closest one was Indiana lost by 10 to Notre Dame. Every other one was decided by two or more touchdowns. So we could very well be in for the same thing with that this year. Although Oklahoma-Alabama, I'm expecting neither team to score more than like 17 points because there's rumors going around that Alabama's quarterback, Ty Simpson, has a herniated disc.
Yes.
Oh.
And so he's had that since like the Missouri game 2 months ago. And so that's been limiting him over these last couple
a
months.
A few things.
And then look at...
Now you're trying to make excuses for him, huh?
No, now I'm lamenting that wasn't the matchup for A&M.
And OU's already beaten him once. So, I mean, in terms of that, that's enticing to me. But then Kalen DeBoer's name keeps popping up for this Michigan job that's suddenly open.
Yeah.
His name wouldn't get connected to that if there wasn't any smoke to the fire. right?
Dude, it's so wild. We were just having, what, a month ago, I was asking the question about the biggest jobs, the most important jobs.
Yeah.
Alabama was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And now Michigan could be a better job than Alabama in somebody's eyes.
In DeBoer's eyes, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because they don't want him there anymore.
Which is funny. Look, right. They're in the playoff. They had another 10-win season. They played for an SEC title, and that's just not good
and
enough.
And he's a bum.
Because
yeah, right?
you're the guy that came after Nick Saban. And Kalen DeBoer is a great coach. I mean, first year coming after Nick Saban, they go 9-3 in the regular season. You don't make the CFP, but it's like anywhere else, you're like, okay, like that's a great thing to start building off of. But because the standards are what they are with what Nick Saban set, maybe now he's looking at like, this is the craziest kind of pressure cooker. I don't want to deal with it. And if there's another blue blood in a conference that he's coached in before, because Kalen DeBoer was formerly the OC at Indiana, maybe that would be appealing to him. And now, it's not like Michigan's going to get outbid by anybody. If they want you and you want it, like, you can make that happen.
Well, and speaking of Michigan, just a stunning turn of events over the last 24 hours or so. What is your take on all this madness, from a firing due to a firing for cause, inappropriate relationship due to an arrest? And that was all in the span of like 4 hours.
Yeah, it's like the biggest crash out possible is what has ended up happening with Sherrone Moore. And from what I've read online, it sounds like Michigan was aware of this illicit relationship for months. This wasn't just like they found out about it last week and decided, okay, it's time to move on. They knew about this. And did they wait until they played Ohio State to see if they made the CFP or the Big Ten title game or not, and then moved on? I don't know. That'd be very Michigan man of them. But right. Then allegedly he broke into somebody's house. There was, rumors of assault, right? Now he's in a county jail
in Michigan.
And I think he's
still there.
He's going to go to court tomorrow. So that was the latest I read from, I think, Dan Wetzel of ESPN had that. But yeah, it just an absolute nightmare. I mean, for this to snowball like it did, I can't think of a recent. Actually, you know what? I can think of a recent comparison. How about
motorcycle?
No. So sure, Bobby Petrino, 10-ish years ago,
with their OC or their co offensive coordinator, just had some problems with Michigan too.
What about Michigan State and Mel Tucker?
Two
years ago, in the same state, a couple hours east, the same thing happened. Well, not the exact same thing, but Mel Tucker was involved in sexual harassment, sexual, misconduct, all that stuff. He got fired for cause from that. So I don't know what it is about Michigan, but it's just bizarre that the same thing, similar things are happening in the same state, same conference.
And I know we'll find out more probably in the next couple of days, but does it not sound to you at all like perhaps the break-in / assault allegation includes somebody that he thinks spilled the beans to the administration about the inappropriate relationship?
What I read was that it, and again, this is all hearsay. I don't want to say that we know any of this, but it sounded like it could have been the woman he was having the illicit relationship with. It was her house.
No.
So look, we'll find out about all this, but it's an ugly situation. And the idea that they could have waited, that they knew about this for a while, because once this came out, local reporters in Ann Arbor were like, yeah, this has kind of been thought to have happened, and that they didn't act on it until now is surprising. And look, the rest of the coaching cycle has more or less been finished.
Right.
A couple Group of Five jobs will still need head coaches, but you're Michigan, and you can just reset this entire thing. If somebody like Kalen DeBoer wants to leave and wants that job, like, they can get it and then throw this entire thing back into flux.
Are you invested in the L.A. Bowl?
Hosted by Gronk?
Yeah,
the
Boise State
L.A. Bowl.
And Washington kicks it off on Saturday.
And that's going to be the last L.A. Bowl. This is the second bowl game that has been canceled over the last couple of years. So you'll get this game, in a couple days, but then that's not going to happen going forward. And I think that's because it was a Pac-12 tie-in bowl game. I don't think that they look at this newly constructed Pac-12 as like, we really want these teams in it. They wanted Washington. They wanted UCLA. They wanted teams like that. So once that tie-in goes away, that bowl is going to go away. We've already seen the Bahamas Bowl get moved around this year. Its replacement bowl is actually here in Frisco. It's the Xbox Bowl.
Xbox Bowl.
Which is up at the Star up in Frisco. So
I'm a PlayStation guy.
Some of these, that used to be the Fiesta Bowl, some of these bowls you might see kind of go away. A lot of them are newer. Post 2010 is when a lot of them really started to pop up. But just look, if Notre Dame decided we're not going to play in them, That's one less team that's going to play in it. And you saw a bunch of 5-7 teams not want to step in and replace, you know, whoever to fill the final spot. So the LA Bowl, like, enjoy it. This is the last one you'll see. Gronk will have to host something else in the future.
He'll be okay.
But some of these other ones, some of these ones between group of five teams or that have tie-ins to like the Pac-12 or even some of the lower tie-ins to like the Big 12 or the Big 10, those might not exist in a couple years. You might see the number of bowls shrink when it's been expanding for, you know, a decade now.
Carter, when can the people hear you again?
This Saturday, Fan University, 9 to noon. Myself, Jake, and Brennan, we will do all the previews of these college football playoff games. We're going to talk about all the other bowl games, too, because while the LA Bowl exists, I want to talk about that, all the other fun stuff, and we're going to have a ton of fun this Saturday, 9 to noon here on The Fan.
Love it, love it, love it. Thank you very much for all the time this week. We'll catch up again on Tuesday.
Can't wait.
The Twitch can't wait either.
Hell yeah. We're the Can't See Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
In honor of Philip Rivers, thing would you willingly go back to, even though you know you shouldn't? Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.